One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
All right, folks, buckle up because this one's going to leave you questioning everything you thought you knew about haunted objects and the things we carry with us. Now imagine this. You just got married. Life's good. You've moved into your first home together. A quaint little basement apartment in a town where nothing weird is supposed to happen. But before you can even settle in, the house, well, it starts showing its quirks. Drawers opening by themselves, a red orb floating overhead, and oh yeah, a man in dress pants standing at the end of the bed, but you never see his face. And now this story isn't about believers. These two were the furthest thing from it. No Ouija boards, no ghost hunts, just your average couple trying to build a life. So when the weird stuff starts happening, they do what any of us would. They brush it off, right? Old house, weird creaks, nothing to see here. Until the jewelry starts moving, the spirit gets a bit too cozy at night, and the answers they get from an investigator, well, let's just say those answers only raise more questions. But here's where it gets really creepy. Because at the heart of this haunting lies a seemingly innocent object. A ring. Just a plain old ring from the wife's father's first marriage. No backstory, no explanation. Just a warning to get rid of it. Fast. And when they do, the activity stops cold. Makes you wonder what kind of history an object can carry, doesn't it? What stories get passed down unknowingly from one person to the next. This is a story about love, fear, and the shadows we don't see lurking just beyond the edges of everyday life. So let's dive in, shall we? And hey, if you've got any old rings lying around the house, well, you might want to think twice before keeping them because you never know what kind of company they bring with them. Dear Tony, if you told me a year ago that I'd be writing to you about ghosts, I would have laughed. My wife and I are practical people. We never entertained the idea of the paranormal. That was the kind of thing that happened to other people in creepy old houses or late-night TV shows. Not to us, but, well, here I am. And this story, it's real, Tony. As real as it gets. It all started when we moved into a small basement apartment in American Fork, Utah, right after we got married. The place was old, over 100 years at least, but it had charm, and before my wife moved in, it felt peaceful. I'd been living there alone for a few months, getting everything ready for the wedding, and I had no complaints. It was just an old house with creaky floors and a bit of character, or so I thought. The strange things began about a week before the wedding, just after my wife brought her belongings into the apartment. She spent that week alone, getting everything organized while I was at work. That's when the first sign of trouble appeared. Her jewelry box, and she called me multiple times asking if I had been home or moved anything. Every time she looked away from her jewelry box, the doors would swing open on their own. The necklaces and bracelets inside would be splayed out, as if someone had been rummaging through them. I tried to reassure her. "It's probably off balance," I said. "I'll fix it when I get home." But when I got there, the feeling inside the house had already changed. The peace I'd felt before was gone. It was subtle at first, just a heaviness in the air, like the place didn't want us there anymore. I brushed it off. "Old houses make noises, right? Creaky floors, rattling pipes. It's normal." Or at least, that's what I kept telling myself. Over the next few days, the unease grew stronger. I started avoiding being alone in the apartment. When I was there by myself, every sound made my heart race. I tried to ignore it, convincing myself it was all in my head. But then came the moment that tipped me over the edge. One night, a glass sitting in the middle of the kitchen table suddenly slid off and shattered on the floor. There was no breeze, no vibrations, nothing to explain it. It was as if something had knocked it off on purpose. I stood there staring at the broken glass, my stomach in knots. But we had the wedding to focus on, so I put it out of my mind. After the honeymoon, we came back excited to start our new life together. We hung blankets over the windows for privacy and to block the streetlights outside. For the first few nights, everything seemed fine. Then we saw it, a small red orb floating above our heads. At first, we tried to rationalize it. "It's probably a taillight from outside," I told her. But when it happened again 2 nights later, we examined the windows and realized there was no way any light could get in. The orb appeared almost every night for the next week. It would hover above us, then drift silently into the wall. We started calling it the Red Man, trying to make a joke out of it, as if laughing would take away the fear. Then, about a month after the wedding, things escalated. One night, my wife woke me up, shaking my arm. She was still half asleep, disoriented. "Do you see him?" she whispered, pointing to the foot of the bed. I opened my eyes, and there he was, a man standing at the end of our bed. He wore khaki pants, like Dockers, and a neatly pressed business shirt. His hair was dark, but I couldn't see his face. It was like everything about him was clear except the one thing that would have made him recognizable. He stood perfectly still, as if waiting for something. What struck me most was the absence of fear. I should have been terrified, but I wasn't. Neither of us were. My wife, still half convinced she was dreaming, rolled over and went back to sleep. I stayed awake for a while longer, watching the man, until he slowly faded into nothing. The next morning, my wife told me she'd had a strange dream about a man standing at the end of our bed. When I told her it wasn't a dream, her face went pale. That was the moment we both knew. This wasn't just in our heads. What made it even stranger was that after seeing the man, the house seemed to settle. The strange feelings, the noises, even the Red Man, it all stopped, as if whatever had been there had made its point. But my wife couldn't shake the feeling that something was still off. She suggested we contact a friend of hers, someone from the Utah Valley Paranormal Society. At first, I was skeptical. I mean, how could someone actually help with something like this? But I agreed to call her friend, and a week later, he showed up at our apartment with all sorts of equipment, voice recorders, an EMF reader, and a night vision camera. The investigation started off slow. He set up the EMF reader, which measures electromagnetic fields, and we began asking questions, hoping to get a response. That's when things took a strange turn. Every time the EMF reader got close to my wife, the readings spiked, and the temperature around her dropped. We started asking yes or no questions, using the EMF reader to get answers. "If the answer's yes, light up the meter once," her friend instructed. "If it's no, light it up twice or more." To our shock, it actually responded. "Do you like me?" I asked, half joking. The EMF meter lit up immediately, twice, a clear, unmistakable no. I felt a chill run down my spine. It didn't like me, and I think I knew why. I hold the priesthood, and I had prayed over the house several times, trying to drive out whatever was lurking there. Maybe it saw me as a threat. We kept asking questions, but the answers were inconsistent. One moment, it claimed to be a child. The next, it said it was my wife's great-grandfather. Then it changed its story again, saying it was a little girl. Whatever it was playing games with us. At one point, the founder of the paranormal group had to leave the room. He said he felt nauseous, like something was pressing down on him. But as soon as he stepped outside, the feeling lifted. After 4 hours of investigating, they packed up their equipment and left. A week later, we got a call from the founder. He wanted to show us something. We went to his house, still skeptical, expecting nothing. But what he showed us that night shook us to our core. One of the photos they'd taken showed a black, shadowy figure trapped inside my wife's jewelry box. You could see its reflection on the wall, staring back at itself through the glass. That's when we knew whatever was in our house wasn't harmless. The picture of that black figure trapped inside the jewelry box hit us like a punch to the gut. It was impossible to deny what we were dealing with after that. The calm demeanor we had tried to maintain evaporated in an instant. My wife's jewelry box, the same one that had been opening on its own since she moved in, wasn't just a coincidence. Something had attached itself to it, something dark. And the way the figure looked in the photo, it wasn't just standing still or watching, it looked trapped and angry. After that night, the fear set in deep. I'd already prayed over the house several times, performing blessings, thinking I could push whatever it was out, but each time I did, nothing changed. If anything, the activity seemed to get worse, as if the spirit was taunting us, telling us it wasn't going anywhere. We were out of options, Tony. We thought about just living with it, pretending it wasn't there, but the truth is, once you know, you can't unknow. The house didn't feel like home anymore. We couldn't ignore it. My wife was on edge all the time, jumping at every noise, and I found myself constantly looking over my shoulder. One night, in a moment of pure frustration, my wife called her father to vent about everything that had been happening. She told him about the red man, the man at the end of the bed, the photo from the paranormal investigation. She poured it all out, expecting him to think she'd lost her mind. But instead, he asked a question that made her blood run cold. "Do you have my ring?" he asked. Now, this wasn't just any ring. It was a gold wedding band from her father's first marriage, a marriage that didn't exactly end on good terms. My wife had inherited it, not thinking much of it. She hadn't even mentioned it to me until that phone call. "Yes," she said, "I have it." "Get rid of it," her father said firmly, "now." His response shook both of us. He wouldn't explain why, wouldn't say what he knew or what might have happened with the ring. All he said was that the ring needed to be removed from the house immediately. He sounded so certain, so serious, that we didn't ask any more questions. That night, we sealed the ring inside an envelope, intending to send it back to her father the next morning. And Tony, the moment we locked it away, the house fell silent. It was like someone had flipped a switch. The oppressive heaviness lifted, the strange noises stopped, and for the first time in weeks, we felt like we could breathe again. But we weren't taking any chances. We sent the ring to her father in Idaho, and once it was gone, everything stopped. No more orbs, no more strange men standing at the foot of the bed. It was as if the house had been cleansed, not by a prayer or a blessing, but by removing that one cursed object. We stayed in that apartment for a little while longer, but it never felt the same. Even though the activity had stopped, the memories lingered. Every time I looked at the jewelry box or passed by the spot where we'd seen the red man, a chill would run down my spine. So, we made the decision to move to Salt Lake City. It felt like the right thing to do. A fresh start in a new place, far away from the memories of that haunting. Out of curiosity, we tried a little experiment after we moved into our new home. We brought the ring back from Idaho just to see if anything would happen. And wouldn't you know it? The strange activity picked right back up. Lights flickering, doors creaking open on their own. It was like the house was waking up from a long slumber. We still don't have the answers, Tony. But here's what I do know. Objects can carry more than just sentimental value. Sometimes they carry things we can't see, things that don't want to be found. Looking back, it all seems surreal. We started our marriage thinking we'd be building a life together, not battling a haunting. But maybe that's just how life works sometimes. You don't always get the story you expect. And then, thank you for listening to our story. If there's one thing I've learned from all of this, it's that the things we carry, whether memories, objects, or even spirits, have a way of following us. And sometimes the only way to move forward is to let go. Best. Well, folks, this one's a head-scratcher, isn't it? A piece of jewelry triggering a haunting, a paranormal investigator getting sick, and a spirit caught staring at itself in a jewelry box. If it wasn't for the eerie photo they mentioned, you might think this was all just a bad case of newlywed jitters. But the story Adam and his wife shared goes deeper than that. It touches on something we all wonder. Can objects carry memories, or worse, can they carry something darker? Now let's put on the skeptic hat for a moment. The noises, the flickering lights, even the orb, these could all be explained away, right? It's an old house, things creak, lights flicker, and sure, objects shift if the floor's uneven. But a ring? That's a tough one. How do you explain a simple piece of metal influencing the environment like that? Maybe there's an emotional connection there, something subconscious, a remnant from the father's past. After all, objects don't just carry physical weight. They carry history. But here's the thing that really gets me. The activity stopped the moment they removed the ring. And then, just to make sure they weren't imagining things, they brought it back and bam, everything kicked off again. That's not something you can brush off as coincidence. That's a cause and effect situation, plain as day. Now let's dip into the paranormal side of things. Could this ring have been a conduit for something that wasn't ready to let go? Objects, especially those tied to emotional or traumatic events, are believed by some to retain energy, almost like they absorb the emotions they've witnessed. Maybe this ring, tied to a painful part of the wife's father's life, became a magnet for something dark. And once it entered their home, it stirred up whatever was lurking in the shadows. Then there's the black figure in the jewelry box, a trapped spirit. A reflection of something the entity didn't want to face, who knows? But it's clear that whatever it was didn't want to be there. And when Adam tried to drive it out with blessings, it fought back. The idea that spirits attach themselves to objects isn't new, but what's unsettling here is how personal this haunting became. It didn't just invade their home, it tested their relationship, their faith, and their sanity. In the end, Adam and his wife did what most of us would do. They got rid of the problem and moved on. But you have to wonder, what if the father knew exactly what that ring was capable of? What if he'd seen things himself, things he didn't want to share? And most importantly, what stories do the objects around us carry that we're not even aware of? Thanks for listening, folks. And hey, maybe take a second look at the things you keep close. You never know what kind of history they hold and what kind of company they bring along. I'm Tony Bruschi, and this has been another deep dive into the strange and unexplained. Until next time, stay safe, stay curious, and whatever you do, think twice before bringing something old into your home. You never know what might still be attached. See you next time, folks.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.